32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Welcome back to the latest edition of 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz. Mark Wolf, once again, not with us this week because we do have a professional athlete, and I'm very excited to talk to her as well. Of course, we did chat to the sort of running squirrel a few weeks ago, looking more trail running. Now we're going back to triathlon and long distance triathlon specifically as we catch up with Maya Stare Nielsen. Maya, thank you very much for joining us on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Now, Maya, just to contextualize it for people who might not know who you are, you coming off a very good recent win at the sort of European Middle Distance Championship. For Ironman people, that's obviously 70.3 or half challenge distance. And you've also had a second at the European Duathlon Champs this year as well. So you're coming off a good season. But because it was more fresh in the mind, tell us a little bit more about that European Middle Distance Championships.
Yeah, I was second at the championship. It was an amazing experience, really, in beautiful, beautiful settings in Austria, and really the best race I could ask for. Running is my strongest discipline, and I have to say that I really ran my way to my second place.
Yeah, well, when it comes to triathlon, there's nothing wrong with having a very good run. Looking at the sort of duathlon champs as well, I mean, you talk about, you know, having a good run. Duathlon's probably something that really suits you then.
Yeah, for sure. And that's why I like to do duathlon races from time to time, because then I really feel like being a part of the race from the beginning, where I'm used to kind of have to chase the leaders down during the race. But recently my swimming has improved. So like this weekend, I was suddenly in a group as well. Yeah, like you can't really say it's a group when it's long course because you're not allowed to draft, right? But you're still in the bunch and you feel like being a part of the race from the beginning instead of just being on your own, not seeing anybody on the bike, and then just have to chase them down on the run.
Now, you talk about your swimming not being a strength. A lot of people don't even try triathlon because they're so scared to get in the water. But is that possibly a reason why you've chosen the more long course stuff over the Olympic distance?
Yeah, sure. It has never really been an option for me to do Olympic distance racing because my swimming has not really been, my swimming haven't had the level so that I could compete on the level that I like to compete on. When you race long course, you kind of have more time to catch the other girls when you're biking and running. If you do short course, you're lost if you don't get out of the water with the group.
Yeah, indeed. Of course, non-drafting in the events you do, which makes a big difference. You talked about your run being strong, but you've still got to sort of transition from making up time in the swim already to the bike. How do you fare on average in comparison to the people you're racing against on the bike?
Well, my biking is getting stronger and stronger. I think I love riding my bike and I love going for long rides. And that's what you need so that you just build up mileage and get stronger and stronger by sitting on that bike, really. You just need to do your homework. But now when I compare my times and my swimming is starting to improve, I can also see that biking is where I need to set in now. If I want to reach or take the next level up, I need to get faster on that bike.
Well, Maya, you're still under 30, I'm correct?
Yeah, I am.
So time is on your side, especially looking at the fact that you're doing an endurance-based sport. But, you know, you're already starting to rake up some wins. Of course, second, we said, at the European Middle Distance Championships. But over the same distance at a half-challenge event earlier this year in your native Denmark, you went and won that as well.
Yeah, that was an amazing experience. Winning an event really give you a confidence boost, and I guess that makes you believe, like, when you've done it once, you can do it again. And then I'm home soil, where, like, a lot of my personal sponsors were also sponsors on the event. So a lot of my sponsors were around, for instance, 32GI. And my friends and my family were there, and I raced against one of the very best Danish athletes, Michelle Westerby, also a long course athlete, and beat her. And she has always been one of my biggest role models, so that was kind of cool.
I'm sure that's very cool, and it must, as you said, the confidence thing, and that's half of what it's about, which is brilliant. I want to take a step back now, though, because it hasn't always been your sport, sort of triathlon and the long distance stuff. You've got a bit of a golfing background, don't you?
Yeah, it's a bit of a change I made a few years back now. But throughout my, like, younger years, when I started when I was 10 years old to play golf, and kind of stopped when I was 21, when I just graduated high school. But I needed a change, and in some way I took a break from golf to and hope that I would start missing it so that I could come back and go all in and give it a shot as a professional, or maybe have a scholarship and study in the States and play at the same time. But in this break, I was working as a golf instructor at a sports resort called Club La Santa, and triathlon is very big there. And suddenly I discovered triathlon.
You did mention to me before we started talking, though, you did, I mean, you'd never done triathlon, but you used to do a little bit of running before, sort of as cross fitness for your golf, didn't you?
Yeah, I've always liked running. And it was also a way to clear my head. When golf didn't turn out the way I liked it to, I could just go for a run and clear my mind.
Now, let's move on to nutrition. This is a sort of sports nutrition podcast. And for people out there who might want to know how you do it, how do you manage to compete? Everyone's got different regimes. Maybe they can learn something for you. So run us through a night before an event, morning of an event, and then also how you sort of fuel or what nutrition you take in during the event.
Well, the night before, I carb up. So I prefer rice or pasta, and then I cut the fibers, which I normally like to have a lot of vegetables and whole grain food, but the night before the race, and actually the day before the race, I try to cut them out, so that you have as clean food as possible, or like, yeah, basic food as possible. And then in the morning before, I will have oatmeals, but add a bit of extra peanut butter so that I have a bit more fat in it, and some raisins to have some energy, and a lot of coffee, because I will have cut my caffeine the week leading into the race, and then have this boost of caffeine in the morning before. I will make sure that I have my breakfast 3 hours before a race, so that I have like time to digest it and go to the toilet and all this stuff that every long distance and triathletes in general, I guess, athletes know that that's needed, to have that stuff done before you start your race. And in the race, I will, race with 32GI products. I like to have a bit of a strong race drink, and then I top it up with gels and make sure that I always have enough. Like on the bike, I keep taking gels and then I will have a few when I run as well.
And that sort of does it for you with gels and the drink, and that's almost enough to get you through the entire event.
Yeah, that's what I use. I will in the morning before the race start, I will 15 minutes before the gun goes, I will have a gel and a caffeine pill, and then just drink some very light mixed energy drink. And then on the bike, I have my mixed race drink. And because I do half distance, I can have all I need on the bike before I start. I don't need to take anything from the aid stations, except if it's a very warm day, so I can make it through with two bottles. But other than that, I will have all that I need in the race with me, so I don't depend on the aid station.
Yes, I mean, that's a great strategy. And then you mentioned right at the start about cutting out that fiber before. We did an interview a couple of months ago with James Kanama and Jody Swallow, and it's something they swear by as well. So I think that's definitely a triathlon thing. Want to keep your stomach stable, cut out the fiber a couple of days before your event. Maya, I wanted to ask you as well. I mean, we talked about you being relatively young still. You're at the half distance now. What is the ultimate goal for you? What do you want to achieve from triathlon?
Well, since the very day I started, I have wanted to go to Kona and race full distance. But I have always had it like, I don't want to rush it. I want to do full distance when I'm ready to do it and when I'm ready to compete. But because I started triathlon living on Lanzarote, where Ironman is very big, I guess it was a natural thing that's where I want to go. And I also want to go back to Lanzarote and race Ironman Lanzarote one day, because that's, yeah, what made me start.
Where your journey started, I can understand how sort of sentimental that would be. That would be an amazing race for you to go do. Challenge themselves, they've put together, I think it's coming next year, sort of a half-distance world championships. And what I love about that is you can qualify on points from both the 70.3 and a challenge event. Is that something you'd look to get to?
Yeah, actually I have already secured my slot by winning Challenge Denmark. And now also for my second year in Valsi, that was the European champs. And it's definitely a race that I think could be cool to do. It's like a race with a strong field is always cool. Like, I like to put myself up against the good girls so that I can compare myself to the best. And that's also why I want to go and race in Kona. Because you only know where you're at if you race against the best.
Well, Maya Starr Nielsen, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting to you. You seem to have your head well screwed on. Everything's there, the plan's there, what you're already doing. I mean, the strategies you have sound brilliant. So thank you very much for joining us on 32GI Sports Nutrition, and we look forward to following your career.
Yeah, thank you.
Maya, sorry, just lastly, also before I let you go, if people do want to find out more about you, follow you, are you on social media? Do you have a website?
I have a website, and it's basically myname.com.
Well, there you have. If you want to find out more CO history, find out about it. It's Maya Starr Nielsen joining us on 32GI Sports Nutrition. From myself, David Katz, Mr. Active, we'll catch up with you again next time.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.